welcome back, everyone, for this week's episode of our Smoky Mountain Wrestling Podcast. This is Smoky Mountain Wrestling, episode number 54, from February the 6th of 1993. We're well past a full year, I should say, at this point, of Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Doc, we're still in Newton Recreation Center in Newton, North Carolina. What's going on, man? How you doing today?
I just have a renewed sense of Smoky Mountain after basking in the glow with my good friend a few weeks back talking about Smoky Mountain with Mr. Jim Cornette. How are you doing?
Your good friend, huh? That's nice. That's nice. The guy who begged me to be on with Jim Cornette. That's really classy.
What a bark.
He begged me. Please, please, Mike, please, please, I'm begging, please let me be on, with Jim. I really, really, really want to do this. Yeah, so Harper, how you doing, man? You good?
Doing all right, just watched some Golden Girls.
Yeah. Is it a good episode or what?
Oh, yeah.
What time does it come on every Friday morning?
It comes on at 8 o'clock in the morning.
All right, so you catch it before 10. Smoky Mountain. Oh, two hours.
Right, and then it comes on again from 10 o'clock to midnight.
For your late night jerk session.
Yeah. Oh, Blanche.
Oh, boy. Golden Girls.
Is this the episode where she had a nip slip?
No.
Oh.
Golden Girls are...
Be blessed and be a blessing.
That's right.
That's right, damn it. All right, well, let's get into things, man. So, again, we're in Newton Recreation Center in Newton, North Carolina still. Dutch and Bob set the table for us, as always. Dutch is holding a sign that says, Cornette, our friendship is over. There's no down and dirty this week because Dutch refuses to interview the heavenly bodies. Dutch says he's done with Cornette and them. But Smothers will face Sean Powers in the Beat the Champ TV title match. Doc, anything from the opening of the show?
I thought Dutch's braids looked silly.
Dutch, old Dutch. Oh, boy. Harper, anything from you from the opening?
Nope.
All right. And it's funny, you know, the irony. We're recording this on the morning after Doc claimed to have watched Impact the night before, or Global Force, or whatever it's called now. And evidently, Down and Dirty with Dutch is now a Global Force Wrestling and Impact Wrestling thing. Right, Doc?
Yeah, I damn near fell out of my chair. All of a sudden, there's Dutch. I'm like, I stopped the fast-forwarding and had to go back a little bit and catch the beginning. And he goes, I'd like to introduce a new segment to Impact Wrestling called Down and Dirty with Dutch.
Wow.
Holy shit.
You got that on air?
Yep. And he was sitting backstage with Matt Sydal and Bobby Lashley.
And, that's actually pretty awesome that, you know, something that happened in Smoky Mountain in 92 and 93 is now on Impact today. Anyway.
So, yeah.
Let's move forward. We go to a promo now. It's Ron Wright and Robbie Eagle. And so here it is. Let me play it for you as Dutch and Bob Cottle throw it to it.
Sean Powers. That's what the name said.
All right. That's our Beat the Champ match fans, and I tell you, we got a great match coming up in the ring right here in just a moment. It's going to be Robbie Eagle against Reno Riggins, and I tell you, I see right now that here comes Mr. Ron Wright and Robbie Eagle over, and Robbie is supposed to be getting up in the ring. This man was really upset. I thought he was going to, Dutch, I thought you was going to give him a heart attack last week.
He nearly did, but let me tell you, I told these people down here I could take a man. I've got a man here that I've spent about 5 minutes with training the man. But let me tell you, he's one of the top amateur wrestlers in the world, and I put a little of this professional wrestling knowledge in his head, and I'm going to take him up there at that ring and show that long idiot up there that turned me down on the offer that I made, Mr. Yeah. Reno Riggins, yeah. This is what a man can do that I took under my wing and give him 5 minutes of training.
Don't play with him.
All right, and that's it. Ron Wright said he's got him ready. Let's go to the ring.
Doc, I'm going to stop for a second. Did you hear what Ron Fuller said on the most recent Jim Cornette experience about the guy shooting at Ron and Ron telling the cop to Harper? Can you tell this story? I doubt Harper's heard it at this point, but
no. I didn't get to the end of it, though. You're never going to believe this. You're going to think I'm lying, but I am stuck dead center in the middle of the story, and I had to stop it to come on and record. But they were in Harlan. I think it was Harlan, Kentucky.
It was Harlan. Anyway, it just made me think about it as I'm watching Ron out there, because evidently Ron is out at the ring, and some guy starts shooting at them with a pistol. I forget what kind of gun, but
whatever. And the cop doesn't, like, stop it.
Yeah. Now, they're not in New Orleans, Louisiana, where NOPD would pull guns out and start fucking popping caps in people's ass. Let's keep that in mind. We're in Harlan, Kentucky, where Ron Fuller is telling his story from. And Ron Wright, I guess, is doing his heel shtick or whatever he does, and fucking somebody starts popping, shooting at him. And Ron Fuller's imitation of Ron Wright is kind of good to me. And he's like, "Oh, brother, what these damn cops out here? They need to do something to stop that man from shooting." And the cop tells either Ron or Ron Wright or Ron Fuller, I forgot who he tells it to, but he tells him, "Oh, let me tell you something. He's a dead eye. If he wanted you dead, you'd already be dead." That's why the cop didn't start shooting. Only in the Smoky Mountains, right, Doc?
Boy, no kidding. Because here's the thing. Ron Fuller's telling stories about working in the Bahamas and how bad it was and how third world it was. And then so Corny goes, "So what are some other places domestically that you've worked?" And the two places Ron Fuller talks about immediately is Houma, Louisiana and Eastern Kentucky. And I thought, Jesus Christ.
That building that I believe Corny is talking about is East Park Rec Center. I believe that's what he's talking about, and I've worked there many a times. It's just a little rec center. I mean, there's no other way to explain it. You probably could get 800 people in there tops at the most, and they'd be literally hanging from the rafters if you did. But
that's that building, huh?
Yeah, I think that's what Corny's talking about. I wanted to ask him that when we were talking to him last night, if that was the building that he's referencing. I'm almost 100% sure he's talking about one.
I can tell you, I did some shows there, and they're fucking backwards, bro. I will never forget this. There's this typical white trash looking broad. She's got a baby on her lap and just looks at me and gives me the fingers, "Fuck you," with a baby on her lap. And I was like, "What the fuck, bro?"
It's real classy.
Right. I mean, we're in like 2000. This was like three or four years ago. I'm like, what the fuck? Who the fuck still acts like this at fucking wrestling shows?
Home of Louisiana. It's a classy joint, let me tell you. Okay, let's keep it moving. But we got so we go to the match. I just had to interject there when I'm on this. Listening to Ron Fuller tell Ron Wright stories is magical. Robbie Eagle versus Reno Riggins. Dirty White Boy does come out on commentary with Dutch and Bob Caudle. This match was very quick, probably around 2 minutes. Riggins easily defeats Eagle. This causes the Dirty White Boy to come down to the ring, and he basically slaps the piss out of Riggins. God.
Yeah.
I mean, Riggins spins around. He pops him so good. Harper, any thoughts from what you saw there? It was real quick, but damn, Dirty White Boy slapped the crap out of him.
Yeah, I think they had like a little mess up there in the match, and they covered it well.
Yeah, they did. Doc, anything from you before I go to the promo?
Well, rare enhancement versus enhancement match, which is kind of interesting if you don't do too much of it. So I was like that. And my other note was Robbie Eagle can't take proper instruction. He had 5 minutes to with a hillbilly legend himself, and that wasn't enough to beat Reno Riggins. I'm not sure Robbie Eagle's ever going to amount to anything.
Okay, let's go to the promo now with Reno Riggins after the match.
What an insult right here to this young man, a slap right on the side of the face from the Dirty White Boy. Let me tell you something, Dirty White Boy, I'm not your kicking dog, I'm a man. When you smack me, you smack the man. I might not be able to beat you, Dirty White Boy, but I'm going to go back and see if I can get a match, and I'm going to fight you here next week, boy. All right, Reno Riggins, he's upset, and fans, he's got...
That was pretty terrible, but whatever.
My exact note here was that made Horner sound good.
Yeah.
I don't know if I said this last week. I was starting to think, Riggins moves around in the ring pretty good. He looks like fake Tatanka. I wonder why his career never, you know, took off more than it did. And then I heard that interview, and I was like, that may be the answer.
Yeah. I was thinking, well, at least it was short.
Yeah. It literally, no, he's got a point. I mean, Harper, it was 25 seconds.
Yeah.
From start to finish, which is, thank God. It just, it didn't work for me. I mean, he's mad, but I'm not believing he's going to go kick Dirty White Boy's ass after, you know, a year of what we've seen from Dirty White Boy and Smoky Mountain at this point, or almost a full year or so since he came in. But, yeah, all right, so we go from that to Bullet Bob Armstrong, who is live from Japan. Wow, so let's hear what Bullet Bob's got to say.
Yeah, right.
Fans right back here. Dutch, what's that for?
What, this?
Yeah.
It's a shoe baby. Yeah. I just got it around for some protection in case somebody wants to jump on me.
Fans, last week we told you that Commissioner Bob Armstrong was in Japan. However, there was so much controversy over last week's title match that Bob has made a statement by telephone, and we have that tape for you right now. Let's watch it.
I've just received a phone call here in Tokyo concerning the tag team titles that were won by the Heavenly Bodies from the Rock and Roll Express. I understand there was a lot of interference. Bobby Eaton's popped on the scene. Killer Kyle was involved. Stud Stable was involved. And they're upset something about flat tires. I don't know what all is going on over there, but I've had the film sent directly to me here in Tokyo. When I view the film, I can make a decision. Until I see the film, I can make no decision. But one decision I can make right now, Tom Pritchard, you've used that loaded boot so many times, brother, your day is over. If any Smoky Mountain official catches you using that boot any time, any place, you'll be fined $5,000. So get ready, Jim Cornette, $5,000. And if you don't like them apples, brother, have Tom Pritchard wrestle barefooted.
Go ahead, Doc. What do you think?
That motherfucker was in Japan, Alabama. He wasn't.
Yeah, really. He was at the payphone at the Circle K down the street.
I know how territory wrestling works.
Well, yeah. You know, it's funny here because we talk about stuff you could and can't do nowadays, and a lot of stuff in the past you still could do if you did it right. This specific segment you could never do now because he says he's in Japan, so he can't see the tape to make a decision. Well, you couldn't do that today because you could see that tape instantly.
Email that shit, them shits over to me.
Not even email. Just upload it to a YouTube, upload it to anything. I mean, you could put it on Twitter.
Here's the problem with that. We spoke to Jim Cornette. There's not a chance in hell that dude could send a tape. He'd have to go get somebody to do it.
Well, Corny's smart enough to do that. He'll get somebody to do it for him. But the point being, that interview right there never happens in today's
wrestling. No.
He can't, because it could get there instantly nowadays.
But I did like the idea of, like, I can't do this and I can't do this, but here's what I can do, and if you don't like it, wrestle barefoot. Go Kevin Von Erich.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. All right. So anything else, Harper, you got anything from that? Anything else?
Shoe baby.
No. I was just thinking, it's been a while since we've seen him hand out a fine.
That's true. Coming from the organization that was fining everybody in the beginning.
Well, if he doesn't hand one out in a couple of weeks, he ain't ever going to hand one out.
I know where you're going with that, Doc. So yes, we won't spoil it. Unfortunately, we didn't get to ask Corny about that. We'll have to ask him about it another time. All right, we go to the next segment, and this thing is loaded with promos this week. So now we got Kevin Sullivan in the Master. So here that is.
Right now, here he is, Kevin Sullivan, the Master himself with a Night Stalker. You got a big match with Brian Lee. If he breaks you open, if you bleed, boy, you lose. What about that, Kevin?
February 19th, Knoxville, first blood match. Bob Armstrong, you're the one that's a sick individual. You're the one that's mental. A blood match, whoever draws first blood, is this combat? Should I enlist? Should I get a vaccine? Well, Bob Armstrong, you've given me anxieties all week. I could hardly breathe. You see, Bob Armstrong, when my doctor laid me out on the couch and regressed me back, I dreamt I was shackled to the tree of woe.
The vultures were flying above me, and I heard the banshees howl, and I heard the death wagon starting to roll, and as it got closer, I heard someone laughing with glee, and I looked, and the face was Brian Lee, and in the wagon, there was nothing but decapitated bodies. He got closer and closer, but you see, the keeper of the gate was beside me, 6'10", 309 pounds, the Night Stalker! The Night Stalker!
Listen to Bob Armstrong! Bob Tom Brian Lee! Don't you see it's not a good idea to get the master upset? Because anywhere we go, anytime we do what we want, when we want to do it. Master, it's okay.
It's okay, Master.
Whatever magic is in that cloth or whatever it is that he put over his head, I have no idea. But it seems to be the only thing.
All right, Doc, you first.
I have no idea what he was talking about, but I know that it's crazy.
Yeah.
He said, I feel the same way. And when he said, it's a first blood match. Should he get a vaccine? Like, what?
There ain't a vaccine in three counties, but these science-denying hillbillies.
Yeah, it was insane. All I know is, God bless you, Primetime Brian Lee. I hope you don't get filleted again. And that's that. Hopper, anything from you? Anything else?
I was just thinking, man, this guy must be on some good shit, man.
Yeah, he is.
He's telling his story, and I'm just picturing him tied up to the tree with the vultures above him, and there comes the damn death wagon, and there's Brian Lee riding. Ha, 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 ha. It's like, what the fuck, man?
Pretty much.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Right? It's just insane. He's talking out the top of his head. Oh, boy. Okay. So we go from that to a local promo, and I'm going to play it because of what Tracy says. Here it
is. Yeah.
I think it's Primetime Brian Lee, an extra added six-man tag, the Heavenly Bodies, Tom Pritchard, Stan Lane, and beautiful Bobby Eaton taking on the stud stable, Robert Fuller, Jimmy Golden, and Dutch Mantell. And you'll also see the wild-eyed Southern boy, Tracy Smothers, in Barberville against the champ, the Dirty White Boy.
That's exactly right. Got to say hello to all them pretty Southern bells from ages 8 to 80, blind, crippled, and crazy. If they can't walk, we'll drag them. And I'm going to tell you this, white boy. I remember just a couple of months ago, one of the toughest matches I've ever had in my career was against you. It was a 30-minute draw right there in Barberville. I'm coming for a reason, not for a season. I'm going to show you that I'm worthy of being the number one contender. I'm going to load my lip with some dip, and I'm going to jack some jaw Southern style. So, white boy, don't worry. Be happy.
Also in Barberville, Kentucky, for the tag titles, the new champs, the Heavenly Bodies, against the Rock and Roll Express.
That's right. Jim Cornette, you must be sitting on high cotton board, because what you got is Ace and Ho, that's Bobby Eaton. Then you got something else that belongs to Rick and I. That's the Smoky Mountain Tag Team titles. So guys, bring them on down there. Right there, brother. We'll take care of business.
That's right. We want all the nice fans of there in Barberville to come on down. Because you see, Jimmy Cornette's like the old days of the Rock and Roll Express and the Midnight Express. Bring beautiful Bobby Eaton on down there, because we're going to prove to you that you're not going to make that six-man tag team match right here in Barberville.
Tracy, never mind. Doc, go ahead.
Well, the Don't Worry, Be Happy was kind of not good, but it's Tracy Smothers, so he can deliver bad lines and it's still okay. The 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy, that's an old saying, but he's using it in terms of pretty Southern bells, so it's a little strange there. I mean,
yes.
Just, it's a saying I have heard my whole life, but in context with this pretty Southern bells, it made it sound like he's just going to, I could just see him in a sea of rats just swinging his sword around.
That's what I thought. He's gonna swat. What did Cottle say early on? You're gonna swipe a wide path or whatever.
And he should have said 18 to 80 if that's what was right. Happen, not 8.
Right, because that could be taken the wrong way. So, Hopper, any thoughts from you?
Yeah, what did he say about God? What was it? If they can't walk, we'll drag them.
Yeah. It was very awkward. It was awkward. Yeah. It was all outdoors. I was like, what? Oh, boy. Okay, let's move forward. We come back from that. It's Johnny Kidd versus Killer Kyle. Been a while since we've seen Kyle work a match. Cornette before the match states on the mic, "Ladies and gentlemen, and what loosely passes for humans in this part of the country, this is Killer Kyle." I thought that was a great line. Kyle destroys this guy and hits Kidd with the rub out for the win. Cornette puts his coat over Kidd at the end, I guess trying to show some symbolism of burying the guy. Doc, thoughts on the match and Cornette's line or anything else there?
Yeah, he popped me with that line too. I thought Kyle was impressive, and I'm going to say something here because I call it straight down the middle like it is. We promised Bobby Blaze that when he came into the territory, if he sucked a dick, we'd tell him he sucked a dick. I don't think that's going to happen, but we told him we'd call it straight up. This was the first time I noticed that Corny's starting to put on weight. He whipped off that jacket, and I was like, ooh, that hamburger towel's getting a workout on the road. He needs to hit a gym.
Well, if you've heard him recently on his show, he talks about how he's got different size jackets or different size suits for when he goes up and weight and then comes down. So,
yeah.
And I mean, we do see it later on in Smoky Mountain. He gains a lot of weight. You know, the toll of the promotion and things that were going on starts to weigh on him, so to say. So, Harper, yeah. Any thoughts on you on the match?
No, I was just thinking it's been a while since we've seen Killer Kyle work.
Yeah. Long time.
This is the first time we saw Johnny Kidd, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. It runs together with me sometimes as I'm taking notes, and I'm like, wait, what did I see? Okay. Yeah, I think so. So, he beat him. First time we've seen him in a while. We'll see what happens. We go from that to another promo from the Rock and Roll Express. Like Doc said a few weeks back, if you don't like the Rock and Roll Express and their promos, you might want to tune out to watch something else because there's a lot of that here. So here it is.
Well, fans, I tell you, last week we saw these two guys. What a wild time. I know you fellas have really been upset. Ricky, Robert, I still don't know what the heck happened in that match.
Well, one thing I can tell you, Bob Cuddle, is that if we beat either one of these teams, you better move back because something's fixing to hit the fan. We don't care if we got to meet the stud stable or the heavenly bodies. And what you see now is like old times. He's brought beautiful Bobby Eaton back. We don't care if it's two of you or 15 of you. One thing that we want is to put those Smoky Mountain tag team belts back around our waist. And you've seen Jimmy Cornette. Right here is what it's all about. Rock and roll. We're here to stay. We're not here to play. So, baby, be ready and take your best shot. We'll be there.
Okay, fans, and we're going to be back.
Harper, any thoughts on the promo?
They mean business, man.
I had the exact same note.
They mean business, and every promo they do, we can say we've heard it 1,000 times, but they sound believable.
That is what makes them special. I agree.
Interesting concept.
Yeah. And they fucking never just... They never, you know, just fucking phone it in and just go through the motions just to get it over with.
Yeah, I tend to agree there, definitely. Doc, what about you?
I just had Morton was hot.
Yeah.
Yes, very. This was your typical, I say typical, but like they're pissed off, they're baby faces, but they're pissed, they're angry. They got screwed out the titles flat out, and... This is how I would want them to respond, not like a Tim Horner who got hung and he goes, "You see my neck? Look at my neck. Hang me." I mean, that's the, like, you know, I hate to say it. I go back to that all the time when, you know, for people out there who defend Horner, which there's not many of them out there, I'm like, there you go. There's one of the differences of many. But yeah, they're pissed. They got screwed out the belts and it's time for some business now. So, Bob Cottle is actually hosting Down and Dirty with Cornette in the Heavenly Bodies here, and it's kind of broken up into two parts. So, I'm going to play the first part for us, and then I will get thoughts on that part, and then we'll respond, and then I'll play the second part. So, here is part one of that discussion that Bob Cottle has with the bodies.
All right, fans, we're here right now with Jim Cornette and all three of the Heavenly Bodies
Tom Pritchard, Stan Lane, Bob Eaton. And I got to tell you, first of all, I'm here because Dutch Mantell refused. He wouldn't come out and talk to me.
He's a stinking hairball coward is what Dutch Mantell is. He looks like a big, fat, overgrown chia pet. Now, let me just say this. Before we get started, I want to go back. And I want to take a look. Shut up, you redneck hillbillies. Rock and roll ain't going to do nothing for you but rot your brain. I want to go back to the greatest day of my life, last week right here on TV, and I want to see how, with the help of my old pal Bob, we regained our rightful place as Smoky Mountain Tag Team Champions. Go ahead and show that tape right now.
All right, so they show it like a recap, obviously, of what went down. Harper, did you have anything from the recap or anything from what they said, you know, just now as they were?
No.
You know,
no.
Me either. Doc, what about you? I just wanted to double check while, you know.
Just calling him a hairball. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Corny being funny. All right. So then here's the rest of the promo.
All right, fans, and there you got another look at it, and they are the tag team champion.
Let me say something. I just want to thank the Lord for bringing Bobby back here because, you know, Tom's in a little bit of trouble as usual, but Bobby, you pull us out, baby. I knew you'd come back. Bobby, I just want to welcome you to the group. I just want to welcome you to the heavenly bodies.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank God you came here, Bobby.
Let me just say this. Stud Stable, we got six-man tag signed with you. And that's obvious. Stan Lane, Tom Pritchard, and Bobby Eaton against Robert Fuller, Jimmy Gold, and Dutch Mantell. That's real obvious. But the question was brought up. We've got tag team title matches signed with the Rock and Roll Express. Who's going to defend the belts? I've got a little answer to that question. You see, the Heavenly Bodies are a corporation. And that's the way that I filed the papers when we signed our open contract with Smoky Mountain Wrestling. The Heavenly Bodies Incorporated. So that means that any member of the corporation, Bob Caudle, can defend the Smoky Mountain Tag Team title. Rock and roll, rock and roll. They don't ever shut up, just like a bunch of trained monkeys.
Yeah.
So it's like this, Ricky Morton, Robert Gibson. On any given night, when you have a title match with the Heavenly Bodies, you might face Lane and Pritchard. You might face Stan Lane and Bobby Eaton. You might face Pritchard and Eaton. And you're never going to know till the match comes about. And I'm going to say one more thing. You know, there's a lot of things going on in the world these days you can derive some kind of knowledge from. You can derive some kind of strategy to live your life. You see, the United States got some problems with some people over there in another country. Saddam Hussein, Iraq. Well, they had Iraq. They had Saddam Hussein in the palm of their hand one time before. And instead of squeezing that palm and crushing them, crushing the life out of them, they let him go scot-free. Well, brother, Stud Stable, Rock and Roll Express, when we take prisoners, when we got you in the palm of our hand, the greatest collection of wrestling talent ever formed, we're not going to let you go scot-free. We're going to close and squeeze and crush the stinking life out of you because nobody, nobody can stand up to Jim Cornette's Heavenly Bodies now. I don't care who they are.
Let me say something. Come here, Bobby. Let me tell you something, Bob Caudle. It's a crying shame. It's a sin what the women around these parts will do just to get beautiful Bobby and sweet Stan to notice them. I'm telling you, they will degrade themselves. They will humiliate themselves. They will crawl on their bellies across cut glass just to get beautiful Bobby and sweet Stan to cast an eye their way.
We can't have it, Bob.
All right, fans. Jim Cornette, the Heavenly Bodies Incorporated. Somebody's going to have to get up early in the morning to figure out what to do with these.
All right, Doc, I'll throw it to you first, but I love Stan Lane. They will crawl on their bellies on broken glass to get a piece of the stud. Not the studs, the bodies. I thought that was awesome. Go ahead, Doc. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we had Corny doing some geopolitical shooting on, you know, our conflict around the world in the Middle East. And then my note here was Stan Lane seems re-energized, but Bobby Eaton back on the scene.
Re-energized. You been talking to Sean Hart lately?
No.
But I agree with you. He does seem energized. Harper, what about you?
Yeah, and I was thinking he didn't mention Pritchard.
Well,
Stan Lane.
It's funny you said that.
Yeah.
Just keep that in your mind. If you haven't looked ahead, everybody out there, just keep that.
I refuse to look ahead.
Keep that in the forefront of your mind if you heard what Harper just said and you haven't looked ahead, just keep that in mind because there may be something there what Harper just mentioned. So, and we'll leave it at that. Oh man, I really enjoyed that. I really did. So, it was good. They've reestablished themselves as the standard by which tag team division should be there. And they're out there. It's all teeth and gums. They're having fun, but they're also being serious and they're telling it like it is as heels. And, you know, I'm sure y'all all caught the Freebird rules thing now in effect
right.
with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so any combination of the three can defend the belts. Another thing there, you know, if you're not watching ahead, so we know the Stud Stable has three people, right? So they got three. The Bodies have three. The Rock and Roll are only two. I'm just putting that out there. Let's keep it moving. All right, so we go from that to the Dark Secret versus Primetime Brian Lee. Primetime Brian Lee makes quick work of the Dark Secret, but after the match, the Stalker and Sullivan come into the corner, or they come in to corner Primetime Brian Lee, and it looks like they're going to fillet Primetime Brian Lee again, but Captain Save a Wrestler, Tim Horner, comes out with the 2x4 to save the day. Oh, boy. Doc, you first.
I need Horner to get filleted by Kevin Sullivan. Because apparently Dirty White Boy can't get the job done with a hanging. Let's go around the horn to the next. Let's ratchet it up progressive discipline style and pull out a spike and see what we can do. God. You know, here's the thing. If I ever find myself in troubled times where I need help, Tim Horner may be the last person I call.
But he's a really good technical wrestler, Don.
Shut up.
Harper, your thoughts on Captain Save a Wrestler here, Tim Horner.
And that fucking that board he came out with.
Yeah.
It was a step. It was a fucking step.
Well, just wait. Just wait to see what else he comes out with.
Right, right.
I don't want to spoil things.
It's like a cartoon. What's he going to come out with next? A fucking chicken?
Just wait. That's not what he just brought out right now, although it was a little awkward. It's still a piece of wood, and Hacksaw did used to have the 2x4, even though that wasn't technically a 2x4. I called it that, but it really wasn't, but...
That promo they did afterwards.
Yeah.
He was still out of breath.
Hold on, let's listen to it. Here it is. Here it is. Let's respond, and then I'll throw it to you, Hopper. Or let's listen to it, and then I'll throw it to you.
Tim Horner and Primetime Brian Lee.
All right, fans, right now let's get Tim Horner and Primetime Brian Lee in. And Lee, Brian, it looked like that they didn't want to wait until that first blood match. They wanted to draw blood right then.
Yeah, that's right, Bob. Tim, thank you very much.
Let me tell you something. You know something, Brian? Ever since you came to Smoky Mountain Wrestling, we've become pretty good friends. And I tell you what, I know you've had a lot of troubles with that Kevin Sullivan, and every time you get him right where you want him, it seems you got to worry about that Night Stalker. Well, exactly. I'm going to tell you something. Friends stick together, Brian. And as long as you're my friend, and I know you will be, I'll be right there for you. And you've got a match coming up in Knoxville, Tennessee, February 19th, first blood match. And I've got the Stalker first, and I'm going to make sure that you get a fair shake in that blood match.
I want to thank you, Tim. You know, normally Primetime Brian Lee tries to run the straight and narrow, but Kevin Sullivan, you've caused me to do what I don't want to have to do. Every once in a while, man has to take it up a notch, and that's exactly what Primetime Brian Lee's going to do. Kevin Sullivan, Knoxville, Tennessee, on the 19th, the doctors aren't going to have to tell Kevin Sullivan what's wrong with him. We're going to find out because I'm going to bust his head wide open.
All right, they've laid it right on Kevin Sullivan, and it's all.
All right, I think Primetime Brian Lee was good there, but Harper, you were saying something about Horner before we went to the promo, so I'll throw it to you right now.
He's out of breath from doing nothing.
And
he didn't work a match. I mean, look, bro, I'm no fucking Olympic athlete by any stretch of the fucking imagination. But if I was to just run into the ring, that's it. You ran into the ring. That's it. Why are you out of breath?
Not only that, but I mean, you do that all the time. Not run to the ring, but you're out there. You're right. Involved in some way, and you're never blown up when you grab the microphone after.
Fuck. Hold on.
I mean, it sounds like he just went a few rounds with Brody.
He became a bail bondsman afterwards. How did he catch guys? He'd be like, hold on, stop running. I'm out of breath. Hold on.
That might be the most unsuccessful business known to man. Who knows? I don't know, man.
The out of breath bail bondsman.
It's not a bad promo, but out of all the shit that he's done, this is probably the best.
Yeah, I actually had that in my note. It wasn't bad. I mean, he made his point about having Primetime Brian Lee's back, and I was good there. And he wants Primetime Brian Lee to get a fair shake, you know. So that's cool, man. I'm good there with everything, and I thought Primetime Brian Lee was solid there too. But the what we're making fun of here is the fact that he was blown up just from running, you know, 20 yards from the locker room to the ring, and then he can't breathe after. Ah, boy. Anything else there from y'all?
No.
So we go from that to Tracy Smothers versus Sean Powers for the Beat the Champ title. This was quick, but did you see that drop kick that Tracy hit right before he hit the finisher? He took that guy's head off. And then the other thing, the Confederate flag in this area in 1993 may have well as been the Shroud of Jesus. That's how these people loved it. I'm not making fun of Jesus here. I'm a good church-going boy from New Orleans, Louisiana. But anyway, Smothers, you know, obviously beats Powers rather quickly. Doc, any thoughts from the match?
I was just thinking that Sean Powers might need a police escort to get out of that place. But then I realized that the police may be KKK, so he might not want to do that based on some stories we've heard in Smoky Mountains.
From Tracy. He wasn't riling up the fans like New Jack, so I think he's fine.
Well, is Powers wearing Zubaz there, or is it just zebra pants?
No, I believe he had the Zubaz, I guess, biking shorts back in the day of some sort. That's what that looked like.
And then this was very Magnum TA-like. They're building Tracy up.
Pretty much, yeah, because it was real quick. It was real quick. Hopper, anything from you?
I just was thinking, hey, look, it's a black guy.
Oh God,
Hopper.
It's true. That's the first black. He's the first minority since Hector that we've seen.
Wait, hold on. Man, okay, you stumped me there. I hadn't thought about it. Okay.
That's the first thing
I don't see color, Harper.
No, yeah, I hadn't either. I hadn't thought about it, but okay. All right. Let's Harper's got a point there. You know, we saw Hector and damn.
Yeah, he was the last non white redneck fucker that we've seen.
Okay. Well, there we go. So let's keep it moving there. Yeah, we got a Tracy Smothers promo, so let's hear what Tracy's got to say here.
Beat the Champ. Let's go right now to Bob Carlos standing by with our Smoky Mountain Beat the Champ, Tracy Smothers.
I tell you, this guy right here, he's making a habit of these $1,000 checks. Two more, a $5,000 bonus, you're going to be undefeated and retire undefeated.
Thank you, Mr. Cottle. You know something? I can do a lot of things with that $1,000. I can go get me a new riding lawnmower. That's the first thing I can do. You know, gosh, two more times. If I can win two more matches and I win $5,000. If I win $5,000, I'm going to throw a big old party. That's for doggone sure. You know, last week, I sat back and watched the TV, and I saw a young man, a tremendous athlete, Reno Riggins. And I saw that Ron Wright and that nothing happening dirty white boy try to sway his thinking to get him to come with him. Yeah. Hey, white boy, you better get all the help you can get. Because, brother, I am hot on your trail.
I'm a Southern-born, Southern-bred thoroughbred, born right in the volunteer state of Tennessee, and I volunteer to whoop your butt like your mama should have done a long time ago. You want some of me? You ain't got to go very far. Reno, my hat's off to you, my man. It's off to you. You're a tremendous athlete. You don't need trash like that. As for you, white boy, I got one thing to say. Next time me and you go head up, I'm going to load my lip with some dip, and I'm going to jack some jaw, Southern style. Thank you.
All right, fans, and the match has been signed.
I love Tracy. Doc, go ahead.
He makes me want to start dipping.
Do it. Get some Skull Bandits.
I think I'm going to try that. If I tell you that Chicken's got Copenhagen, you better expect a can to fall from out from under his left wing.
That was a great line.
What happens at a Tracy Smothers Beat the Champ celebration party? He said he's going to throw a big old party. I just wonder if there's any male invitees.
Well, I mean, you know what's going to happen. But before that, he's going to go get his new riding lawnmower. I popped on
that. I popped at that. Like,
yeah, that shit was hilarious.
That was great. That was awesome, wasn't it, Hopper?
I guess he's trying to, fit in with these people. That's something like they would want to buy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I heard Tracy worked on a farm around this time. That might have been real.
That probably was real. Which makes it even better because it's still relatable to that to the audience he was in front of. So if it really is an extension of him, and then he used it to make the fans happy, hell yeah. Because, you know, fans are, hell yeah, I'd buy me a riding lawnmower too, Tracy, if I won all that money. You damn Skippy, brother. So, hell yeah. Okay. Anything else, Hopper?
No.
Doc, you?
Nah, bruh.
Are we playing the local promo here with the Dirty White Boy and Cornette? Doc, I'll ask you.
Sure.
Okay. Hopper, you good with the two?
Yeah, if you want.
All right. It's short. Here it is.
Time limit, no disqualification match, Kevin Sullivan against Primetime Brian Lee. In a non-title match, the Dirty White Boy takes on the wild-eyed Southern boy Tracy Smothers in Barberville.
You know, Tracy Smothers, I got on the horn and I talked to Commissioner Bob Armstrong and I said, hey, Commish, why don't we just make this a Smoky Mountain heavyweight title match? He goes, oh, no, white boy, can't do that. You know why? He said, because every time you put your title on the line, you get so mean and nasty and vicious, I'm scared to death you're liable to hurt somebody. Well, Tracy Smothers, I got a little news for you. You show up, I'm going to hurt you.
Also in Barberville, you'll see a tag title match, the Rock and Roll Express against the Heavenly Bodies, and an extra added six-man tag match, Stan Lane, Tom Pritchard, and beautiful Bobby Eaton, coming to Barberville to take on the Stud Stable, Robert Fuller, Jimmy Golden, and Dutch Mantell.
You know, I was walking through Eastern Kentucky a couple of days ago, and as usual, a bunch of kids jumping up at me, juvenile delinquents, look like Somalia, begging for quarters. Give me some money, Mr. Cornette, please. And I said, I'll give you some advice, kids. One, move out of Eastern Kentucky. Number two, Barberville, February the 13th, you better be there, because you're going to see beautiful Bobby Eaton, sweet Stan Lane, and Dr. Tom Pritchard take the Rock and Roll Express out of the picture once and for all. And then Stud Stable, right after we finish with the Rock and Roll, it's your turn in the six-man tag there in Barberville.
All right, Doc, I'll throw it to you. What did you think?
Corny said something real subtle and important that everybody, these jackasses out here, need to listen to. Whether you're in shit-stained Tennessee or Somalia, poor little kids are poor little kids, and they're annoying.
Damn.
Yeah.
Cutting a promo on the kids. Damn.
And the people.
Holy shit, Doc.
Well, why do poor people have so many kids?
Jesus.
Will you stop?
Come on.
Shut up. Yeah. You go to a rich family, we get two kids. One, two.
I don't have any kids, so.
Good job, Harper. You're doing the world a credit. Mike, you got two kids. I got two kids. You go to some Jethro fucking jackass in shit-stained Tennessee, and he's got eight kids. Why?
Damn. Because?
Busting, you know, baby doll's guts out.
And busting them guts out, bro. Oh, boy.
It feels good to squirt in her cooch.
Whoa. Wow.
Jesus.
I ain't wearing no damn condoms.
Man, I ain't wearing no condom, man. Them condoms are for people that, shit.
You don't trust me?
I don't like condoms. They don't feel the same, Doc. Shit, man. Doc, we need to bring back, Uncle Gavin. Remember Uncle Gavin from episode one of the flagship show? Like,
it was awful. It was terrible. We've moved on, and maybe Marty, you should.
Marty Howell told me he loved that. We should bring him back. Hey, Uncle Gavin, what are you thinking? Hey, man, let me tell you boys something, man. I ain't putting no fucking
How's
piece
that any
of rubber
than
on my
Ron
cock,
Wright?
You bastard. You I don't know. It's really not different.
You should just work on Ron Wright.
All country people sound the same.
They do.
Boy, that's going to get some heat. People would be pissed at me for that one. Oh boy. Okay. All right. So after that promo, anything else from the promo I should ask, Hopper?
Well, well.
No. Okay.
I like that Dirty White Boy is like said that Bob Armstrong said that every time he does a title bout, he gets too upset. That was awesome.
Yeah. Hopper, you there? You muted yourself. He must
shit.
Be taking a.
Yeah. Yeah. That fucking Somali shit was fucking hilarious.
He just runs in from nowhere.
Right.
Yeah, that was funny.
I'm just another one of those things you can't say today.
Yeah. I agree. You probably wouldn't say that today, at least in the national level. You know, that's part of the charm of the territory wrestling, that you could get away with the things you could get away back then, for the most part on the local television that it was on. Man, you couldn't say none of that shit nowadays, man. People would be in an uproar. I mean, I saw someone complained. I was watching the recent episode of Ring of Honor, and someone had complained about one of the things that Silas Young said about females on a Ring of Honor episode a while back. So it's just on the Women of Honor that was on. Silas Young interrupts it and says, I wanted to inject some testosterone into this level. What is this Women of Honor stuff? And I saw a few people on Twitter were like, that's bullshit. He shouldn't be doing that. This is the women's time. Dude, he's playing heel. I mean, he's a heel. What do you expect from him? Shit.
He should have. Anyway. What he should have done is brought out a bunch of the components of a sandwich and asked one of those bitches to assemble it for him.
Damn. Oh, shit.
He's a
that
heel.
Was a stiff one. I agree.
Yeah, I was doing...
Here's a loaf of bread. I heard this is Women of Honor. I'm hungry. Here's a loaf of bread. Here's some turkey. Here's some cheese. Make me a sandwich. Do the honorable thing.
Yeah, I was doing commentary last night. I was thinking, God, imagine saying this shit like on a national level. There's no way.
Right. Yeah, it you could. I mean, even the little stuff you say, Hopper. I mean, like, I remember the pilot episode y'all did when you were talking about when it was Rey Oris and who was in there working? It was
Bestia.
Two luchadors, and you made some kind of comment about Mexicans. I was like, holy shit. I was like, damn, he didn't just say that, but yeah, you did. And I mean, it works. You know, it works on a local level, and it would probably work even on more TV stations on a local level. But if you're on USA, you got to figure people are going to be like, nah, he can't say that. And it wasn't that you said anything bad. You were being Bobby Heenan. I mean, it's what it was, and it's actually good by my book and good by most people's books. But, you know, when you got corporate shareholders, Doc, what happens at that point?
You got to leverage synergies and look for partnerships and, bunch of horse shit that doesn't do anything but sounds pretty impressive to stupid people.
Pretty much. So I agree. Okay, so we go from that last promo as we got a little sidetracked there, and it's the Batten Twins versus the Stud Stable. We haven't seen the Twins in a while. We did see one of the Battens recently, but the Twins we haven't seen in a while. So they're back, and they're versus the Stud Stable. And Cornette joins commentary, and Bob Cottle questions the chemistry with Eaton, Lane, and Pritchard. They're planting some seeds there, as you can see. Something that Harper mentioned a little while ago. He's like, hey, Eaton and Lane didn't say nothing about Pritchard, so keep that in mind. Cottle says he senses some problems with them. Cornette says something about trying to get in touch with Bullet Bob in Japan, but some guy speaking Japanese keeps answering. Meanwhile, in the match, the Batten Twins spend most of the match with the Stud Stable on offense, but out of nowhere, Fuller puts a modified version of the figure four on, and the Studs get the win. I should call it a reverse figure four. He later calls it the Fuller leg lock. We'll get to that in a minute. Doc, your thoughts from the match and the commentary? There was a lot going on there for a short match, but I'll throw it at you.
So the Battens come out. Do you know who the Battens' entrance music was by, Mike?
I don't. Come on, man. Don't do me that.
So we now have two musical. We have two wrestling acts that are using Foreigner as their entrance music. They come out to Double Vision because, see, they're twins.
I mean, is that supposed to? What reaction were you expecting from here? You want me to be impressed by your?
No, I was waiting for the
bullshit
musical knowledge, which I just got. The beards.
I mean, I'm not impressed, asshole.
The beards and mullets really don't help the Battens look. Did you hear Corny ask about how many beers Fuller can crush?
Yeah, but what was said after that?
I don't remember, but I was going to go with 20. I was going to say Fuller could hit 20 beers and be like, let's wrestle.
Over what time span, though?
Whatever you got.
I mean, 20 beers and what? I mean, are we talking, you know,
an
4
evening.
Hours or what? You're an a beer evening. Drinker. What's a lot? What's a lot of beers over the course of 3 hour span?
I'm not the average bear. Harper, what's a lot of beer for a 3 hour span?
I don't drink that shit. Fuck that.
That was the biggest heel move of the day. Right there.
That I don't drink beer.
A 12 pack in 3 hours?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. Doc, would you agree? This is you guys. You guys are the assholes who drink IPA and fucking beer.
I don't drink IPAs. Now, I will tell you that I like to sit and drink for longer periods of time, like five, six hours. But yeah, I don't think 10 to 12 beers in a 3 hour period is that big of a deal if you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
How many? Say that again.
10 to 12 beers in 3 hours.
Okay. I mean, that's a beer. I've got to take your word
at,
on it.
At 12 beers, that's a beer every 15 minutes.
Oh, fuck. That ain't shit.
Well, the first six, it ain't shit. And 7 and 8 are fun. And then 9 and 10 is where you start to go, And then, you know, if you rally, 11 to 15 are like, I'm back on it. And then right around 15, it's usually like,
I'm going to bed.
I don't have any more place to put beer, and I'm getting drowsy. Well, Fuller's 6'6", so there you go.
Okay. Well,
did you hear Corny say that every red-blooded American has a tax dodge?
Yeah. Corny always finds new ways to weave things in. So,
and I thought that submission hold was nifty. I thought that was an awesome. That Fuller leg lock was awesome looking.
I totally agree. I'm actually looking at the screen grab of it right now as I've got the next promo queued up. And if you look at it, it's figure four-esque, wouldn't you say, Doc, a little bit? The way he's got his legs, Fuller's got his legs in like a figure four, but he's got the other leg intertwined into it. It's really... Shit, man, if somebody brought that out on Raw right now, they'd be like, holy shit, look at that new move. And we'd be like, nah, that shit's 30 years old, bro. Older. It's really nice looking. I like it. It's a hell of a... Somebody will use it, now that we're talking about it. Right, Doc?
Nobody will use it.
Shit. Somebody will. You know how this shit goes.
Who's somebody?
Somebody will.
Harper can't even get ether. What are you talking about?
Not in Wildcat. Goddamn, pal. I heard these guys bumming the territory talking about Robert Fuller, the guy with the long dick. Put him in his...
Well, Vince only knows him as Tennessee Lee.
That's true, too. Okay. All right, let's move on. We got a promo. We got to close out the episode. And so we've got a promo coming up now with the Sud Stable. Here it is.
Yes. All right, fans, right now, let's see if we can get the Stud Stable in and Dutch Mantell. First, I got to find out about that hole, which I don't think we've ever seen.
About that hole.
What?
It's a leg breaker, brother.
What the
world
heck is
world famous
it?
Known, the Fuller leg lock. There ain't a man that's got up out from it and walked out of the ring yet.
No.
You know, years ago, it used to be called the inside toe hold, but my daddy and my family changed it to the Fuller leg lock because we broke more legs with that thing than money can count, son. I want to say something here. I want to make it real plain to everybody. What we're wanting right now, we're wanting a title shot at the heavenly bodies. But I'll tell you what, rock and roll. You figure you want to get nasty and get in there with the stable? Just try to stand in our way. I don't care if they bring that good-for-nothing Bobby Eaton. I don't care who comes along with your coronet. We'll take you on. But, son, what we're after is those belts. And, Jimmy, we're going to have them, ain't we?
You're exactly right. We was robbed out of our title match, robbed. And we're going to get it, brother, one way or another. Heavenly Bodies, rock and roll, it don't matter who it is, we're going to have him belt.
Heavenly Bodies, hell, we're the prettiest thing that's ever come
in. We got to go, fans. Next week, Rock and Roll Express and more right here. We'll see you then.
Harper, what'd you think?
Dude, yeah, I saw that fucking leg lock, leg lock, and I'm glad they did a promo for it to find out what the fuck it is so I can Google it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Doc, you?
Once again, they're reminding you that they go deep in this game. They've been here for years and years and years. Their grandpappies were in this thing. They're carnies. They're workers. And I love when Robert Fuller says that they're the prettiest things around. Yeah. There's something about a big old strapping man telling himself pretty that just don't seem right, but it does.
Right, especially when you're a heel. Fuller, you know, they call it the Fuller leg lock. Fuller said it was once called an inside toe hold until his dad and grandpa changed it. And if you've been listening to any of the Fuller stuff on Jim Cornette's show recently, and even on his own show, you'll know that, I mean, he's not bullshitting. They go back, that family goes back, you know, it's probably the longest, oldest family in wrestling history at this point. And then Fuller proceeds to call out the Heavenly Bodies for the titles, which they did get screwed out of. And they're shot for those titles. I mean, he's not lying. Good stuff. I am nothing else to add. Doc, you?
Mm-mm.
All right. Let's give out some disability checks. I'll go first. I'm going to give this one, there wasn't like anything spectacular to me, but I'm giving it an 8, man. This was...
Jesus Christ.
This was a good episode. But did I go too low for you?
No.
What did you give it?
Again, it is a solid 48, 49 minutes of wrestling entertainment. So, compared to everything else you can watch, it was great. Compared to itself, 7.2.
Okay. All right, asshole. Harper, what about you?
A 7. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was... fun fucking wrestling, but it's just I don't know. I just, maybe because they got fucking Reno Riggins on there too much. I don't know, but
okay. Yeah, well, fair enough. I mean,
You blew it.
No, I mean there was nothing spectacular, but you had some good stuff in there, so I gave it an 8. So you can go screw yourself. How's that?
That's
sound?
Nice.
I agree. It is nice. I want to say thanks to all the patrons out there. I want to recommend, please, consider becoming a patron. tinyurl.com/BTTpatron. And you can get access to our patron-only shows. You can get the opportunity to come on the show and cut a promo on Doc Turner or Hardbody Harper or even myself. It's tinyurl.com/BTTpatron. Access to the patron-only episodes. It's a great way to support the show on an ongoing basis monthly. We really appreciate it. And, you know, I've been throwing up some old patron episodes. I've been throwing up some patron episodes, I should say. You know, as a patron, you got access to an early part of our Jim Cornette discussion that aired before it aired on our flagship show. So, you know, times like that, I threw that up for you as a show of appreciation. So that is there. So again, it's tinyurl.com/BTTpatron. And I want to thank the Hall of Famers out there. Justin Rasmussen, at ShepDaddy32, at USC 49ers Dodgers, at Gerald Green III, III, at T-Hog94, at SV Pageum, at MartinHowell71, at Tim Moretti, Coman822, at Godbold Unreal, and at Unconvinced Ray. Thanks for being patrons. Also, check out our Amazon referral link, tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. Go buy Bobby Blaze's books. Go buy anything. Give it to your wives and girlfriends. Again, it's tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. Anyone in your family that purchases on Amazon. I know everybody uses Amazon nowadays. Throw it out there. Give it to them. And tell them to use the link. It helps support the show. All right. We got We did disability checks. Doc and Harper took a shit on me. Government cheese, Doc, you first. Who's getting it? Char Johnson, longtime listener, came up with this. So what are you going with?
The Tennessee stud. He showed us the fuller leg lock there, and you put a move like that on there, we'll give you the government cheese.
I think I have to agree there. I was going to give it to him as well. Yeah. What about you, Harper?
Yep.
Yeah, kind of hard not to. He did such a good job. All right, everybody. So that's almost going to wrap things up. I want to remind everyone, check out my friends at the Wrestling Podcast About Nothing, Kingpin Brian Malonis and Mike Crockett, twice a week, Mondays on the NAI Network and Thursday on their own feed. Just search WPAN wherever you get your podcast from. And there's some good stuff out there. If you like the current scene, they kind of talk about that. If you like the indie scene, they talk about that as well. Thank you to Joe Stassi, Old School Pro Wrestling Lives. And then lastly, follow us on Twitter at @BTT_podcast. I'm at Mike504Saints. Hardbody Harper's at CJH. Who dat? We're on Facebook, facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. Click the shop now button after you click like and then purchase some of our pro wrestling tees. Harper, plug the Wildcat Vimeo real quick while we're still here.
Yes. Go to Vimeo On Demand. I tell you what, y'all put it in Harper15, you get 15% off. And for every person that does this, I will give you an autographed picture by Luke Hawks signed by me. How about that?
What? Okay. All right. And while we're getting out of here, so yeah, check out Wildcat Sports. Really good shit. Thank you, Joe Stassi, as well. Old School Pro Wrestling Lives and IHCW Outlaws of Wrestling. Go look those up on Facebook and join their communities. They do some good stuff there, old pictures and whatnot. All right, y'all. Let's get out of here. That was Smoky Mountain Wrestling, episode number 54 from February 6th of 1993. Harper, hit the tagline and take us home.
Book it, bitch.